With Martin Baster.
So, a new virus, a cousin of the SARS virus, apparently called the coronavirus, is making the rounds. 17 people killed already, died from it. And I think most countries, you know, want to make sure that they're prepared. On the line is virologist Dr. Marcel Meiberg. Dr. Marcel, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
Just a quick one. So, how vulnerable would a country like South Africa be?
Well, at the moment, the NICD feels, which is the National Institute for Communicable Disease, that gives South Africa some guidance on these matters, feel the risk is low at the moment for imported cases. So at the moment, there's no reason for the general public to panic. Obviously, we're keeping a close eye on the situation.
What is it? What exactly is it? I mean, we know it's related kind of to SARS, so there's respiratory, you know, complications.
Yeah.
What is the coronavirus?
Well, the coronavirus, it's actually a family of viruses. You get viruses that circulate in humans commonly, which can cause symptoms ranging from the common cold. And then you get the more serious ones, like the ones you've mentioned just now, you know, the SARS coronavirus, the MERS coronavirus, and then this new virus that they've discovered in China, this novel Corona 2019 virus. So it's a family, a group of viruses, of which this one has been a newly discovered one.
So would it be possible that a South African, for instance, has had a coronavirus, but not the serious one?
Yes, it's very possible. I mean, laboratories commonly test for the ones that have symptoms related to the common cold. Those are coronavirus OC43 and NL63, if you want to get technical. So you could have had one of those common ones, but these ones that we're talking about that's in China, this is completely new and never been seen before.
And how does it get around? Obviously, people are now traveling.
Well, it gets around. Obviously, the transmission at this moment, or it's thought to be limited human-to-human transmission. You have to have been in that area or had contact with a patient that has this virus. That would be the way that you would get it.
And what are the symptoms?
Well, the symptoms are largely respiratory. So you are talking cough, difficulty breathing, signs of lung infection, and then usually it goes with fever as well.
Runny nose, coughing, difficulty breathing. That sounds like the average morning in Gauteng on a bad smoggy day. That is the problem with these viruses, because the symptoms are just so common.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's why I'm saying, you know, people shouldn't panic when they have respiratory symptoms and they've traveled.
Yeah.
Because you must just remember there's a lot of other respiratory viruses circulating. The Northern Hemisphere specifically is in the influenza season at the moment. So I think if people are concerned, they should just rather get to their doctor and get an evaluation and a history taken.
How geared up are we as a country to deal with an outbreak of something like this?
Well, I think it's difficult to say what would happen if it really gets out of control. But, I mean, there are always measures in place, you know, and like I said, we take our guidance from the NICD. So they sort of coordinate these sort of outbreak responses. And I think if something happens, then we'll just take our guidance from them and just take it day by day. It's so difficult to say what's going to happen with this virus because we've only known about it for 3 weeks. So it's sort of a watch and wait approach. But I mean, there are systems in place. So I don't think people need to panic about it at this point.
We should be prepared and there should be a cure for you, for instance, when it comes to these kinds of things.
Well, at the moment, because it's such a new virus, there's no vaccine, there's no specific treatment available for the coronavirus, this new coronavirus. So it would largely be supportive management and isolation of suspected cases.
Sure.
And then obviously you sort of contact trace any people that then have been in contact with somebody with this sort of illness and follow them up.
We run out of time, but just a quick last question for you. Where would you say people shouldn't travel to, you know, when it comes to these kinds of viruses, like the outbreak of this very serious coronavirus? Where must you avoid?
Well, at the moment, I mean, the largest amount of cases is in this Wuhan city in the middle of China. So at the moment, there's no travel restrictions. according to the World Health Organization, that are necessary. But I mean, obviously, if you do not have to go to an area like that at the moment, then I would suggest you avoid it. And if you have to go to an area like that, then you must avoid sick people and, you know, going to live markets and things like that where you can get exposed to these type of viruses. So if you can avoid it, do. But if you can't, then you can sort of try and protect yourself as far as possible.
Our relationship with animals and meat specifically from animals is becoming more and more of an issue on our planet. The more that is mismanaged and the grosser the circumstances, the better the chances of the outbreak of these kinds of viruses, because that's where it comes from, right? Like this is from a specific market in Wuhan.
Yeah, absolutely. So they think it is zoonotic, which means from animals.
Yeah.
And it's people that were at those animal markets. And then obviously the virus has evolved in some way to jump from the animals to humans and then further mutate to become more transmissible between humans. So unfortunately, it's sort of a problem of our own making as well.
Vegetarians are not going to go visit that market. That's the bottom line. Maybe something to think about. Dr. Marcel, thank you so much for the quick catch-up about the latest serious coronavirus strand. Appreciate it. Bye, donkey word.
That is a pleasure, Martin, and have a good day.
You too. Bye. We'll put that up for podcast download much later in the show this morning if you want to go and share that along. A couple of things, you know, before people get panicky or, you know, questions run away with you about this latest coronavirus. Already 17 people dead, eh? Rather be prepared.
You guys are tuned in to Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.